Okay, so this session is the beginning on the first day of the more stringent session that we are going to have, the fifth day of our retreat. Basically, the first day of the more stringent session, we will be having our taking of the Bodhisattva vow. Just now morning, I gave a short briefing. So now, later on, I will be delivering the full briefing for those who are going to take the vow. You get ready this book, Cultivating the Bodhisattva Way, the Blue Book. This is a very important book. You must read through to develop the understanding. Then I will be sharing it with you today from page 87 onward. C4, briefing prior to taking the Bodhisattva Way. So what we will do is, we are supposed to have our puja and morning chanting. So I will make full use of this session maybe to help you to renew your 8 precepts. Well, early on, some of you are down there doing the chanting. You all may not have had the opportunity to actually take the 8 precepts. So we will turn to page 1 of the chanting book. So we will do the official request. Aang Bi will help make the request, then you all recite after her. So initially is a salutation. Let us recite together. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipano Bhagavato Savakasango Sanghang Namami. Okay. You may start your request. Amy, you lead.
Mayang mita.
Mayang mita.
Ti saranena saha.
Ti saranena saha.
Atta silani yachama.
Atta silani yachama.
Dutiyampi.
Dutiyampi.
Mayang mita.
Mayang mita.
Ti saranena saha.
Ti saranena saha.
Atta silani yacama.
Atta silani yacama.
Tadiyampi.
Tadiyampi.
Mayang mita.
Mayang mita.
Ti saranena saha.
Ti saranena saha.
Atta silani yacama.
Atta silani yacama.
Okay, so we will together recite the salutation and the taking of the refuge. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami.
Yacchami Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Dutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Excuse me. Then I will recite this. This complete the going of the three refuge. I will chant in Pali. Ti saranena gamanam nittitam.
Amamita.
Okay, then we will proceed with the administration of the eight precepts. Turn to page 4. Retreat chantable. Eight precepts or Atanga Sila.
Panati pata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami adina dana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami abrahmacharya viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Musawada viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Sura miraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami na cha itta vadita visukha dasana malaganda vilipana dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami Ucha sayana maha sayana viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami imani atta sikkhapadani silena sugantin yanti silena bhoga sampadan silena nibbantin yanti Yasma silang visote. Chant together. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikkhapadani samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, now we will make the puja offering since we already light up all the candle and all the fruits, but we won't pass it around in order to save time. So let us rejoice in the offering. Okay.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, let us pay respect to Tripajan. Before that, we also should pay respect to all the great beings, the Sama Sambuddha, all those things. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Virochana Buddha. Namo Ben Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Ben Si Si Jia Moni Fo. Namo Ben Si Si Jia Moni Fo.
那么观世音菩萨，那么观世音菩萨，那么观世音菩萨，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么阿弥陀佛，那么准提菩萨，那么准提菩萨，那么准提菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么地藏王菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么普贤菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么文殊菩萨，那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨，那么佛菩萨，阿拉汉萨玛萨布多巴嘎瓦，布当巴嘎万当阿比瓦帝米。娑迦多巴嘎瓦达达摩达曼那玛萨弥，苏巴迪巴诺巴嘎瓦多萨瓦克桑哥桑堪那玛弥。Okay, you all can be seated. Page 5, morning chanting, dedication or offering. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well,To this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. Well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations.May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to Him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One, homage to Thee, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One, homage to Thee, the Blessed One,The Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world.He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world we with God, demons,
and spirits,
its seekers and sages,
celestial and human beings.
He has by deep insight revealed the far, the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant and praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One. Can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana. Can be understood by the wise, each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth.
Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have beautiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha.
Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and a passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, the Buddha I revered. The teaching of the Lord,
like a lamp, illuminating the path and its roots, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world,
devotedly indeed, that Dharma I revere, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awaken after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abandoned, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I am here. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way, leading out of delusion, coming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known.
Having heard the teaching,
we know this. Birth is suffering,
aging is suffering, sickness, disease
is suffering, and death is suffering. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. As
association with the dislike is suffering, separation from one's loved one and our prized possession is suffering, not attaining one's wishes is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of suffering are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with photo formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructed his disciples in just this way. In addition, he further instructed the Bodhang Anicjang, Vedana Anicjang, Sanya Anicjang, Sankara Anicjang, Vinyanang Anicjang, Rupang Anatta, Vedana Anatta, Sanya Anatta, Sankara Anatta, Vinyanang Anatta, Sarve Sankara Anicca, Sarve Dhamma Anatta Devi. Sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering, let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we follow the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering.
Okay, we do the closing puja.
Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho bhagavā buddhaṃ bhagavantaṃ abhivādemi. Svākhātō bhagavatā dhammo dhammaṃ namassāmi.
Supatipanno
good. So now it's almost 9. Good. Just nice. We'll have our 1 hour of meditation. Then after that, we see how the chanting goes before we commence our taking of the Bodhisattva vow. Before we commence the taking of the Bodhisattva vow, remind me to invoke the devas, invocation to the devas. Okay, now I will set the alarm. Maybe we will have 15 minutes of awareness based meditation. We are off the line so that we can have the 15 minutes of awareness based meditation. Remember the four support, especially the first three, then all of our sharing. How to develop the awareness nature leading to the stillness, tranquility, and the awareness within. So this is your silent mind, meditative mind, your true mind. So realize that, stabilize that, okay?